You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling man.
Good morning, Melbourne.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I've noticed that you never notice anything different about me. There's something very significantly different about me.
You're
this
wearing
morning.
A green T-shirt?
No, I'm wearing my exercise gear. I'm wearing my exercise pants.
I wanted to talk
They're
to you
so
about
tight.
That.
Tight. And you haven't noticed once, you haven't commented how wonderful I look.
You look fabulous, darling.
Yeah, well, as we know, I joined gym 2 weeks ago, and today is the day that I'm wearing my exercise pants.
But we did talk on Friday morning that you were going to go to the gym on Monday.
That's right.
What happened?
Something happened. It's the weather, darling. It's been raining. It's been horrible.
Okay? It has been pretty bad, hasn't it?
So I thought, you know, I'll do it on Thursday. And thanks to you, because you said, why don't you start doing incidental exercise? So I'm going to walk home.
Hey, a man has been arrested after having sex with an ATM.
I beg your pardon?
And not only that, and a picnic table.
How do you get it to fit in the slot?
I don't know.
Have been a tiny little fella.
A witness explained that the man exposed himself...
To the ATM.
To the ATM. And she said he proceeded to make love to it. And then after police showed up, he began to have sex with a wooden picnic table.
Look, there's nothing wrong with objectifying things, as long as you don't hurt their feelings.
He was trying to make a deposit, I had to say.
Oh, that's so funny. Love it.
Yesterday, you came over to my house.
I did come over to your
which
house.
Which was lovely.
Which is lovely to be.
And my puppy dog Fuzzy just greeted you. Oh, he was so excited.
He was extra excited with me yesterday. And what I realised is that he actually does genuinely love me because I didn't have bananas. Now, listeners, if you don't know about Fuzzy, Fuzzy is this beautiful dog that Warren has and he looks identical to Warren. If you want to check out a photo, all you need to do is lick us and like us. Go to our Facebook page and type in Anastasia Warren. You'll see the lovely photo of Fuzzy. But, he usually comes to me only when I've got bananas. He's obsessed with bananas, right? And I've been wasting my money on bananas. This time round, he was giving me so much unconditional love. I had nothing in my hands.
And we've tested that it is unconditional love.
It's very unconditional.
Because I opened the front door.
So I opened the door, he was all over me.
He ran out the front door.
And because I get ADD and I'm just, I waltz in like I'm Devil in Prada, Meryl Streep, I slammed the door in his face.
In his face, he was locked outside. But he still loved you after that.
He came back. And he gave me so much love.
And he said, I forgive you, Anastasia.
I know, he's beautiful.
For treating me poorly.
So sorry.
Wish we could do that.
I know.
Anastasia,
yes.
A girl has gone on a date in the UK to Nando's.
Yes. Oh, that's a nice place to go and have a date.
A nice romantic...
Suck on a bone there. Bit of chicken drumstick. What are you going to have?
Nice romantic date. They went back to his house.
Oh, lovely.
And she went to the toilet.
Yes.
And she blocked it. She blocked the toilet.
In number two, in a panic,
she picked up the stool, and not the one you sit on. She threw it out the window. But it fell down into a narrow gap. So
that's brilliant.
Exactly.
Where did it go?
She
narrow gap.
No, between the glass. So she confessed to her date, right, and she said she was a gymnast, and so he helped lower her down the window to try and grab it. So she ended up upside down inside the window after trying to get rid of a massive poo.
Must have been a hard poo.
She got wedged upside down and she had to be rescued by firefighters.
That is so funny.
That
is the most romantic story ever.
What a horrible thing to happen, though. You ever been to someone's house, and you might be a date or anything,
and
their flush doesn't work.
Mate, my flush, when I was living in Sydney, I had the most beautiful apartment, but one thing that was really dodgy about it was every time you'd have a number two, you'd have to stand there for about 5 minutes to flush it out. And when people would come over, I'd always apologise and say, no, it was so embarrassing, Warren.
It is embarrassing.
Have you ever left a little present? Actually, I've come to your house.
Oh, you have
left
not.
Me a few.
That's Fuzzy. That's not me. We were talking earlier about the girl who blocked her date's toilet, then picked up her stool and threw it out the window and got stuck in the
window. What did she throw out the window, Warren?
Her stool. And she got stuck trying to get it back.
I wonder if she wouldn't have had gloves handy, yeah? She would have just put her hand straight in there.
Why wouldn't you just use the toilet brush? And, I don't know. break it up.
But it must have been really hard.
What a horrible date, though. She must have been mortified.
Give her credit.
When
she's
that
having
happened.
A lot of fun. But good
have you ever had any bad dates?
Have I had bad dates? I've had bad...
Or bad experiences.
I have. One that always stays with me is it was an app date and this particular girl had a photo and she was absolutely stunning, right? Like, I was like, oh, my God, great. And And she was visiting Melbourne at the time from Sydney. So I thought, great, we'll be a nice little hookup. We met at a bar. Cut a long story short, she turned up. It wasn't the person in the photo. It was a woman who had one leg was way shorter than the other.
Right.
And she had really long nails. I remember the nails were just standing out. And she limped over to me and I just heard, Anastasia. Anastasia. She was another wog chick like me. Anastasia. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm not hearing what I'm hearing. And I'm like, yes, this is me. She's like, oh, hi, I'm Irene. And I'm like, oh, my God. In my head I'm thinking, you're so not Irene.
Irene and Anastasia.
Now, I was angry inside, but I ended up playing pool with her later on at another bar, had drinks, and I was devastated.
Were you angry because she didn't reflect what
I was
her
angry because
saying?
She had a false profile.
I hate that.
Like, hello. And the fact that I didn't actually bring it up and say, hey, this is not you.
Yeah, I hate that.
What about you? I'm sure you've had many.
lots. I had one date that went horribly wrong. I forgot. We went for dinner and I forgot to take my phone with me.
Yes.
And I never forget my phone, but my house alarm dials my phone if it goes off.
Oh,
and
wow.
For some reason, it was set off. It was a false alarm, but it was set off. And so it was dialing my phone, and of course, I wasn't there.
Oh.
And then it dials other people. And then my neighbours were all worried. While I was having dinner, they're worried. They're checking the house. I'd left the sort of screen door open, so they thought I was inside. They called the police, who busted into my house thinking that I was dead on the floor somewhere. I'm having a date. Then they call my friends, they call my parents, everyone turns up and I walk back with this guy and everyone is out the front of my house panicking, am I okay? So
that is a disaster.
Anastasia, science has shown that once you're a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh God, I'll always cheat then.
Researchers from the University of Denver wanted to look at whether infidelity in a previous relationship was a risk factor for infidelity in the next relationships.
Right.
And they studied people over a five-year period and they found that people who cheated in their first relationship were three times more likely to cheat on their next partner than those who stayed faithful.
I don't know if I agree with all of this, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe it just depends on the circumstances.
Because I've cheated on people that I absolutely, when I'm over the relationship and it's a dying anyway.
Do you cheat?
No, I'm not a cheater, but I find that if I've been in relationships that have been quite destructive towards the end, I have. And it's not, it doesn't make it right, but I'm not a cheater. If I love someone, it's a great relationship. It's the only person I think about and I'm devoted. But I don't know if I believe in this whole infidelity thing. Once you are, you're always a cheater. Have you ever, in all the men that you've been with, have you ever strayed?
No, I mean, I've strayed under agreement
where
it's been open and honest, but I wouldn't do it.
But it's also how do we classify cheating as well? Is it just the pure act of sex or is it texting?
Or is it texting? Yeah.
Because you can cheat with your mind, buddy.
Where are the boundaries?
Exactly. Now, listen, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you had the power to place one subject that all teachers had to teach in school to improve the quality of life for the current and future generations of children, Warren, I ask you, what would it be?
What would it be if there was one subject that they had to teach in school?
One.
I reckon, just off the top of my head, it would be to love yourself. To be able to love yourself. To be able to say there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay, so
nothing intrinsically wrong with you.
Okay, so create a school of narcissists.
So a school... No, not a school of narcissists.
Me.
Quite the opposite. Quite the opposite, actually.
Kidding.
Because I think that if someone doesn't love themselves, then they're prone...
Yes.
...to attract people like narcissists
down
the track.
That's a
so
really
I think
one.
Learning to love themselves, there's nothing wrong with them, whatever they are, whatever they want to be, whatever they identify with, and then they can go through and they can do all their other subjects.
And what an awesome subject that would be. I'd look forward to going into a classroom that's called Love Yourself Today.
Just
talking about how you can actually respect yourself and love yourself.
And
that's
everyone's individual and everyone is different and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I reckon, what a great foundation to have as a kid.
Absolutely.
Rather than thinking, oh my goodness, is something wrong with me because I'm attracted to the same sex or is something wrong with me because I'm a different colour, whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you?
That's a great answer, Warren. I don't think I can top it. What mine would be, I'm so competitive, probably would be empathy. I would want every student to be taught empathy because sometimes it's not taught and it depends in what family you've come from. So I think empathy would be a really good one because if you're empathetic, you'll naturally love and respect people.
And maybe that would be the same subject.
Exactly. There you go. A bit of meditation wouldn't go astray, darling, either.
No, we're going to start a conversation on our Facebook page.
We would love to hear from you. What would that subject be if you could choose a subject for your children to be taught. And we got a message on our Facebook page, a private message. He says self-esteem, tolerance and humility. That's a great little subject.
Good one, Jeff.
We got one in from Albert. He says general life skills and how to adult.
Great one. Mm.
And another one from Rachel. She says life skills, example, tax, how to fix the hole in your pants, how to cope with stress and maybe call it adulting class. That's hysterical.
I like the how to fix your hole in your pants.
Yeah, I want to fix your hole. Put something in it, if you know what I mean. We got another teacher in, well, a librarian, saying everything you've mentioned in terms of emotions is now being taught in a compulsory subject called respectful relationships.
Fantastic.
And our school has a mindfulness program that it's taught during home group. Our biggest hurdle is the parents. We also have an elective called financial studies that teaches you how to do your tax. I think it should be compulsory. Home economics and textiles teach cooking and sewing. Sean, thank you for that message. So it's already happening,
Things
Warren.
Things have changed, haven't they, since we were kids? There was none of that.
That.
I mean, we had home economics, but there was nothing about respectful
home economics.
Relationship. Did you?
Yeah, and isn't it funny I became a chef? Hey, now listen, I've been reading the paper this morning. There's a here in The Age, it's about how elite schools can breed entitled and sexist men, which I totally agree with.
You reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, I've seen them from both schools, actually, both schooling systems.
Yeah, for sure, of course, public and private, yeah.
But I reckon there's something else that breeds it, that more importantly than the school itself, because there's a new study out.
Right. You and your studies.
And it claimed to find a link between beards and misogyny.
You're kidding. Is this from Maryland University again? Are you sure?
No, it was published in the Archives of Sexual Behaviour, a very reputable scientific journal.
Okay.
And it studied men in two countries, in India and America.
Yep.
And it found that 86% of bearded men in India and 65% of bearded men in America hold, and I quote, hostile sexist attitudes.
Do you know what? I've just had a little flashback. Oh my God, I completely agree with this study, because every time I come here in the morning, you make me a cup of coffee and then you go, can you go clean the studio? So I go clean the studio, get it all nice and sparkly, and then you come in and waltz in and get onto your panel. You're sexist.
You volunteered.
I'm shaving that beard by the end of the day.
You volunteered to clean the studio. I used to clean it and you said, you set up the technical stuff and you'll clean this. One of our discount supermarket chains has had a complaint.
Right.
An irate customer has posted to the discount supermarket's Facebook page after discovering that its special buyers catalogue for this week includes the book The Boy in the Dress.
Right.
By British comedian David Walliams of Little Britain fame. The comment says, we're so very disappointed in your decision to stock a book within your store relating to transgenderism in children. She said, apparently it's available on Wednesday. We would ask that you reconsider your choice to sell it. Family and children must be protected in times where there are those whose agenda is to groom and sexualise them. We ask you to have a conscience in this matter. Now, the book's about a 12-year-old boy called Dennis who enjoys playing sport, watching daytime television, and reading Vogue magazine. And one day he puts on a female friend's dress and wears it to school. Aww. And that's all he does.
That's all he does.
Pretends he's a French exchange student. There's nothing about him being gay, transgender or anything.
He just put a skirt on and this parent is concerned for the future of our children. Come on.
I'd be concerned for her.
Exactly.
We spoke last week about the New Zealand political party that accidentally posted an image from a porn movie.
Oh, yes.
To promote their campaign.
Love those accidents, don't we?
Swiftly taken down. Well, a Melbourne private school is offering counselling to students after unintentionally directing them to a hardcore pornographic website. Yes.
That's
Peninsula
terrible.
Grammar made the unfortunate typo in an email that was sent to students on Tuesday. And when they clicked on the link to book tickets to the event.
How old are the students?
They were on an adult website. Well, they're high school age.
Oh,
I suppose
God.
It's all the students. I don't know.
So they got a bit of sex education instead.
So they got a bit of sex
education.
Bit of sex education.
That would be very, actually, all jokes aside, that would be quite traumatic if you're not expecting it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like it'd be traumatic, full stop.
I imagine the poor person who accidentally did it, though.
I know, absolutely.
It's like when you press send on an email and you think, According to What If's Travel Yourself Better report, the post-holiday recharge feeling that you get after a holiday lasts an average of 3.2 days.
Oh, wow.
For 96% of Aussies. And the report report found that maximising the satisfaction levels mm-hmm. of post-holiday travel was a simple case of going it alone.
Wow.
Solo travel increased post-holiday recharge levels by a substantial 11%.
Wow.
Do you like travelling on your own?
Love it. Wouldn't do it any other way. I mean, I do it with a partner now, of course, but I've done it before on my own for months on end and loved every moment, and I wouldn't have done it any differently. I wouldn't have had the experiences if I had someone hanging. I hate the hanger-oner because I can't do what I really want to do. So, I loved it.
Isn't it interesting? I'm the same. So, yes. I recently became single.
Yes.
And we were going skiing together when I was with my partner. And I've been going up there and staying at this most luxurious lodge. It is amazing and fantastic. And I've had the amazing experience of meeting people that I would not have met had I been travelling with someone.
I mean, you still can with people, of course. But when you're on your own, it forces you to meet people.
Yeah.
And I was in Amsterdam and Berlin and Greece, and I did it all solo. And I've still got friends from 10 years ago. So, it's wonderful.
The only thing that I have noticed when I have travelled in the past by myself, sometimes you just get those moments where you're so enjoying something but you're by yourself and you do want to share it with something.
I agree.
With someone.
Yeah, there were some nights where I'd go to bed alone going, I'm all by myself.
Anastasia, a former stripper has reinvented herself as a sex witch.
A sex witch?
Yep, and is now an expert in
orgasm-boosting
spells. She said...
I just saw a nose.
She said...
Rubbing up against a pole, swinging around a pole, sorry.
When I was a stripper, I noticed most men were coming to me in search of deeper connections and had nowhere else to turn to.
So she turns into a witch.
She's turned into a witch. She casts spells known as sex magic to deepen feelings of sexual pleasure.
She casts? That's kind of funny, actually. Have you ever had a... You're getting a massage today, aren't you?
I am.
Have you ever had a kahuna massage?
No, what's a kahuna massage?
Kahuna massage, it's I don't know, it's Hawaiian or something, right? But one of my flatmates, when I was living in Sydney, said, do you want a kahuna massage? She was like, I'm getting taught how to get it done. I said, yeah, sure, no worries. She said, no, you have to take all your clothes off. And I said, really? And she's like, all of them. So everything had to
be
off.
Do they put a towel over you?
No towel, straight up, right?
Right.
And lots of oil. And she started doing like dancing around the table, like kind of casting spells on me, like with her hands. And I was just, I'm not kidding, giggling my head off. And she's like, she was very, very serious, but I did feel like he was a witch casting spells on me. But I have to say, it was one of the best massages I've ever had in my life.
So she didn't touch you?
No, she touched me. Oh. But in the process, she'd be going around the table and just kind of like, ooh, and like doing her hands like, ah, like she was putting a spell on me. And I was like, oh my God.
That's what you do to me in the morning. According to the latest research data, those who seek love are more likely to score dates from being prudent with their finances than being physically attractive.
Wow.
Yep. The study comprised 2,000 adults who were using an active dating platform, and 58% of online daters claim good credit record in a potential partner is more attractive than driving a nice car.
So they're responsible with their money rather than just... having labels, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not labels. Oh, it doesn't mean you have to be wealthy.
Yes.
But someone who shows financial responsibility is more attractive. 50% say that a good credit is more important than an impressive job title, mm-hmm. and 40% admitted they favoured good credit over physical
fitness.
Well,
according to these studies, I'm never going to find love. Because I've never been financially responsible. I'm going to try to be. No, I don't think... The only time I was financially responsible when my mother was keeping an eye on my finances, because she was really good, you know, but I'm really bad at it.
Maybe you should go back home and talk to your mother.
Yeah.
And get her to look after it.
Hey, now, Warren, the other night when I was at your place, I noticed that you were putting Vegemite in your soup. And
I was
really, really shocked by it, because I had a girlfriend that used to do that in New Zealand, and it used to make soup taste amazing, but I was quite shocked that you knew about it.
Yeah.
Have you always done this?
I do it. I do it when my mum drops off some soup, and she made a vegetable soup.
Mm.
And I always, since I was a kid, I've always put this heaped spoonful of Vegemite in it. And
wow.
It just makes it taste...
Yeah, it's so salty.
Do you use Vegemite for other things other than just toast?
Look, it's good for pranks.
Why is that?
It's great for pranks if you put some on your finger and walk up to someone. I mean, peanut butter is way more effective.
Peanut butter looks better.
Way better. But no, I love Vegemite. You know, it's you know what Vegemite's made of, darling?
What?
It's leftovers of beer stuff. It's yeast, basically.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's good for you, isn't
it? But it's good, yeah.
Isn't it meant to be full of
your
vitamin?
Your soup did taste really good, though.
It tasted amazing.
Hey, now listen, we were talking about Vegemite. What would you do without, do you only spread it or do you use it? Now, Warren puts it in his soup.
I love it in my
you
soup.
You put it anywhere else?
No.
You sure?
I may have once.
Yeah, I reckon you would
have
too.
Put it in a cup of tea.
We got a message on our Facebook page by Peter. He says he uses his Vegemite and makes gravy. I've done this before. My ex-girlfriend used to do this in New Zealand. Oh, my God. Hello. It's so, so good. We also got a message from Gary. He uses Vegemite on his scones and his crumpets.
Oh, crumpets. Yeah. Yes, I've used it on crumpets.
Yeah, yummy, yum. I'm getting actually really hungry.
Yeah.
Hey, now, listen, you know what's going to happen right now. We're going to have to say goodbye, which is really depressing for me because I don't want to go anywhere.
But we're back tomorrow.
We are back tomorrow. I can't wait for another great show. You're having a massage now, aren't you?
I'm going for a massage. It's not going to be a nice relaxing massage. It's one of those.
Is it the same chick that just does AFL players?
Yeah, she does all the AFL players.
We might
players.
Have to get her in.
She's hysterical, but she's very good.
Is she a WOG chick like me?
She is.
Oh, my God. We've got to get her on,
Warren. You'd quite like her, actually.
Yeah. Would I like her? Or
yeah,
like
I think
her?
You would.
Oh, my God. Grouse.
Maybe she can poke around on you. See you tomorrow.
Anastasia and Warren. Joy 94.9.